Is Billy Baldwin here yet? Oh, he is here. Oh. Well, bring him on
here.
Yeah,
we're sitting talking wrestling without Billy.
Talking all this wrestling talk, and there
Billy
he
Baldwin.
Is.
Billy Baldwin, oh my gosh.
Good to see you,
in
sir.
The hi, Billy, I'm Heidi. Nice
Thank
to meet you.
Thank you for coming by so early in the morning.
Hey, man, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Up in Santa Barbara.
Oh,
up in Santa Barbara. Drove down just for this, huh?
Of course.
Just for us.
I love Santa Barbara.
Thanks for joining us. Wrestling, I don't know if you knew this about me, but I was a wrestler in high school.
Now tell them your weight class.
Go right. No, I want you to guess, Billy. Oh. What do you think? Looking at me right now. What,
okay.
In high school, what weight do you think I wrestled in high school?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
5'9". And how old are you now?
I'm 43.
You were 145-pounder.
145-pounder. All right. My freshman year in high school, my first year of wrestling, 98 pounds.
Me too.
Oh. You were a little guy too?
I'm 6'2".
We've grown quite a bit, haven't we?
No.
I wrestled 98 freshman year. Go ahead. Sophomore year?
Sophomore year was 112.
112.
You guys would have been wrestling each other.
Yeah.
Junior year, you didn't wrestle anymore because you got your ass kicked.
No. Actually, I excelled.
You won the Christmas tournament.
I won the Christmas tournament, the Vigo County tournament. I went on to 132 my junior year.
Whoa, dude. We're like separated at birth.
That's crazy.
I wrestled 132 and then senior year?
145.
Now I wrestled 158 most of the year, but I couldn't compete on a high level. I had to suck down a little further, and I went from 170. I was losing a lot of weight. I weighed 175, and I wrestled 147.
And it is one of the. I mean,
no. By the way, that's what I wrestled at. That's not what I weighed. When I wrestled 98, I weighed like 115. Then in college, I wrestled. In college, I put an emphasis on the word college.
Yeah.
I wrestled 167.
How do you cut?
And now I weigh 205 now, and I'm still, you know.
Yeah, looking good, man.
Yeah, you do look good.
Whoa, you
Billy,
said that with,
Billy wow, Baldwin.
Could you see
oh,
your face?
Oh, Billy, I know. I have to tell you. I mean, I've loved you. I always loved you, and I loved you in Flatliners. And all the women around here are like, you notice everybody was walking by the green room and the makeup room and all that. It's like, oh, my God, Billy Baldwin. He's very attractive. I mean, women are
they
going
just
crazy.
Realized that.
Yeah, women are going crazy. They're walking by the window. No one's ever here this early, but they hear Billy Baldwin.
I was walking
be...
through my living room last night. My daughter, she's 16 years old, and she's sitting on the couch watching television. And I see Billy Baldwin on television. I'm like, hey, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. And it was Gossip Girl.
Reruns, yeah.
It was reruns. She's going back and catching up. And I said, so who is he? Because I'm not, you know, watching Gossip Girl. I'm not target audience. But I was like, who is he on the show? She's like, that's Blake Lively's dad.
You want to know how quickly you go from being from having Blake Lively on your arm as your woman to being Blake Lively's dad in Hollywood? That doesn't happen in 20 years. That happens in like 3 years.
I was devastated. I was like.
One minute I was like, I would have like a. You know, whatever, whoever it was, Cindy Crawford, Julia Roberts, you know, hanging on my arm. And the next minute, I was like carted off to pasture, Gramps.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Blake Grandpa Lively's Billy father. Baldwin.
I felt
and
incredibly
my,
old.
My bro, she came up to me on the set one day and she goes, I just got off the phone with my agent. Guess what? I'm doing a movie with your brother, Alec. He's playing my husband. Because that makes you his father-in-law. I said, you know, only in Hollywood. There is no justice in Hollywood where that's possible. That just shouldn't be possible.
Oh, that's so funny.
You are an honorary chair member of the 2014 Freestyle Wrestling World Cup. Now, you were a big advocate of getting wrestling to stay in the Olympics because they were thinking about getting rid of it.
That's so
and
silly.
And I couldn't believe that either. Like, once a wrestler, always a wrestler. Die hard. I mean, I'm a fan of, you know, Ultimate Fighting and UFC because that's some place where wrestlers could go. Like, you know, Billy went to college and wrestled. I didn't. I stopped after my senior year.
You wrestled kegs in college.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sorority girls. No, let me go.
Right.
There was no professional sport or way to go. It was only the Olympics for the wrestler. And so when they were thinking about getting rid of it, one of the oldest sports in the Olympics, I was like, no way.
It was 807 BC. It's one of the founding sports in the Olympics. I think track and field events and wrestling were the two.
Yeah, running might be
were
older.
Two of the charter members of the founding Olympics, you know, before Christ. So why they were on the outside looking in last February. It's actually a longer conversation that we don't have time for, but essentially NBC pays a lot of money for the rights. They have sway and influence over what's happening at the IOC, and they're telling the IOC we need to modernize the games because our demographic is aging in a way that's not profitable for us. So they bring in Shaun White. They bring in the X. This is going over the last 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. They bring in the X Games, the half pipe. They have these great athletes and these stunningly beautiful women diving around the beach in thong bathing suits in prime time at 8 o'clock. You know, the Misty May Trainer and those guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They throw wrestling on at NBC 7001 at 3 o'clock in the morning for 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's cool. I don't mind if they're on as long as they're still in the Olympics. And I think NBC told the IOC we've got to modernize. I think the IOC warned FILA, the governing body of wrestling, that we have to modernize. Wrestling either said, you know, go scratch or how do we modernize? And they did not heed the warning. And as a result, in part, I would say NBC had a hand in it and the IOC had a big hand in it. But I think FILA ignored the warnings, and that's why we were in the situation we were. The team I was part of, the Committee to Preserve Olympic Wrestling, we went to Russia to lobby to present to the IOC and to Buenos Aires. I was down in Buenos Aires when we were reinstated. It was really an interesting
and this,
7 months for me.
This tournament, this 2-day event that's going to be held March 15th and 16th at the Forum here. You can get tickets worldwrestlingcup.com. You have wrestlers obviously from USA, Iran, Russia, Ukraine.
Ooh,
I mean,
it's
as far as
battle.
Like setting it up, it's
yeah,
like
Georgia, Japan, Armenia, India, Mongolia, Turkey. Obviously, the headliners there. I think we had a match with the Russia Iranians in the U.S. in New York last year, and they were saying, you know, wrestling was able to do what no sitting American president has done in the last 50, 60 years. We were able to get Russia and Iran, in the United States and having this cultural and sporting exchange. I think we may be upstage. The United States wrestles Iran probably in the semifinals on Saturday evening, and the other semifinal is probably going to be the Ukraine versus Russia, which I think is going to get more international headlines. It's getting a lot of attention, that matchup, a lot.
Do you have two sons?
I have two daughters and a son.
Two daughters and a son? Does your son wrestle?
You know, he doesn't. He doesn't. I'm married to China Phillips, and her father was like 6'5", and her brother is like 6'6", and I'm 6'2", and my son is going to be big and tall and lean, and he loves basketball.
Ooh.
I need to...
March Madness coming up.
You know, we live up in Santa Barbara, and two of his buddies on the playground had a fight, and they're 12, and the parents were all up in arms. I'm like, it's about, you know, where I come from, I'm like, it's about time somebody threw a punch. They're 12 years old and nobody had a fight yet. I mean,
so we were just talking about that
and
yesterday.
You know, it's like by the time I was 12, I had already had, just with my buddy Tommy Flaherty, we had probably had 150 fights by the time I was like 8. I had 4 concussions by the time I was 8 years old. And that, I hadn't even started wrestling yet, you know. That was all from buddies and from friends. And my son needs to learn a little bit of self-defense. I want him to be able to protect himself and to be able to protect his little sister.
Have you put him in anything like mixed martial? Because I know
he's taking
karate.
He's taking something that I can't even pronounce.
Krav Maga.
It's like an Israeli
Krav
military.
Krav Maga, yeah.
He's taking. There's a guy, a buddy of mine up in Santa Barbara that's teaching him a little bit of
that. That's that crazy stuff. Like what, they can choke you out with a pinky nail or something.
Right.
Like.
And my son, his big problem is, you know, he'll take the first lesson and he'll be about 7 minutes into it, and then he starts to try to demonstrate to the instructor, like, let me show you. No, let me show you how to do it. You know,
I'm a Baldwin. I know how to do this stuff.
I
didn't notice your ears when you came in, but at what point do wrestlers get that? Because we've had a lot of UFC fighters in, and they've got the cauliflower ear, and you always, like, you see that guy in the bar, you buy him a drink, right?
That's a rule.
What point do you get that? That's like
you know, that's a lot of contact with your head and face, head to head, and usually your head on the mat, and you get a fluid in the ear that hardens.
But you never gotten that.
I did. I had it drained a couple of times when I was in high school and college, and I never got it. But you know,
that's why the guys they wear the headgear just to protect the ears.
But most of the guys that get cauliflower ear tried the headgear, and that didn't really help them. Some are more susceptible.
So you were successful in your efforts to save wrestling in the Olympics. And like I said, all the guys who are going to be wrestling at this 2-day event are potentials for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio. So go to this event, worldwrestlingcup.com, and get tickets for the March 15th and 16th at the Forum. I'm definitely going to be there. I want to take my son, too. And there are other sporting events, I mean, that have been in the Olympics and then have been taken out. And I'm going to give you a little quiz here, see if this was actually ever a sporting event or was it an existing sporting event that was removed, okay? Tug of war. Was it ever a sporting event and removed?
No.
Tug of war. Actually, it was.
Really? Tug of war was an Olympic event?
Tug of war was an Olympic event.
Really? In the modern games, like since 1896?
It was from 1900 to 1920, and then it got removed.
Okay.
Talk about boring television.
Could I just Google these as you're asking them? I sound really smart to
you. Well, you thought wrestling was a viewer thing. Tug of war, just okay. We're going to stand here on this rope for a long time until one of us gets stuck. Right. If the Baldwin brothers had to be in a tug of war, who'd be the anchor?
Daniel.
That's why. Yeah, Daniel definitely for that.
Well, he's a great athlete, and he weighed. When I wrestled 98, I was on the high school team with him. He was 2 years older than me. When I was in ninth grade and he was in 11th grade, I wrestled 98 and he wrestled 235.
Oh my God.
Was he
God.
A badass wrestler?
He was a great wrestler, and he was a defensive tackle on the high school football team, and you know, just a great all around.
Daniel's been in here, right?
Daniel's been in here. Steven's been in here. So third time's the charm.
And you still have your purse didn't vanish?
Well, Daniel did propose to me. I don't think he meant it, but he did propose to me. Yeah. And I said,
"All right,
well, that would have been a glorious 3 days in Vegas, right there." You, Daniel, and
what?
We were talking about little people before.
What was this an Olympic event? Motorboating?
No,
it actually was an Olympic event.
Motorboating. See, that's the problem with the Olympics. They had wrestling out, and they had modern pentathlon in. That's a bunch of guys on like $500,000 ponies with like champagne flutes and pistols and ascots. And they take wrestling out. The motorboating, it's like Thurston Howell III. You know, on a yacht. What is that all about? No, I don't want yachts.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't want ascots. And I don't want rhythmic anything or synchronized anything, okay? If they could all be in as long as wrestling's not out.
Yeah, motorboating doesn't make a lot of sense. They took out anything involving motorized sports out of the Olympics. But this one here, individual synchronized swimming.
Well, how is that? That's
individual. That would be challenging.
It actually was an Olympic event at one time.
What are you synchronizing with?
It's just the seemingly contradictory sport debuted in the Olympics in 1984 and had its swan song in 1992. The gold medal for the event was shared by this blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it was individual.
84 was the LA Olympics. See these wacky SoCal people.
They had to throw that in there. Did you know that there's a quiz online that says which
one? By the way, I'm 0 for 3. Go ahead.
You're 0 for 3? Oh, yeah, one more. Firefighting.
Okay. Now I'm 250. Okay, now.
No, it actually was.
Oh, my God, Billy.
It was an unofficial event, probably only.
I'm very proud of myself.
That's okay.
What would you have said to that, by the way?
I would have said no.
Einstein?
I'm with you. I've answered that. I'm with you all the way.
Here's
I don't even
one.
Know what motorboating was. At least you knew there were ascots and
you
champagne.
You know what motorboating is.
Well,
come on. Long jump for horses.
I have to bat 1,000 of this. I'm going to say yes.
Actually, it was. Yes.
Oh,
long jump for horses.
Win there at the end.
That was an Olympic sport?
It was an Olympic sport.
Was there somebody riding the horse?
This is an event of the 1900 games featuring 17 competitors. And
so there was people riding the horses. Okay.
Yeah, there was a guy riding the horse, and they did this long jump.
Okay.
But they put the medal on the guy riding the horse, not the actual horse itself.
Yeah, we took a quiz online to find out which Baldwin brother are you. You take a quiz, and it matches you up on BuzzFeed, I think it is. So we took the quiz. So when we come back, we're going to find out which Baldwin brother we are, okay? I think we've already taken the quiz. You have the envelope.
I took the quiz. I didn't even know what I was taking.
We'll reveal the results when we come back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.